Setting yourself up in your meditation posture. Again, sitting on a chair or cross-legged on the floor, whatever's comfortable for you. You're sitting upright. Breathing. How does it feel to breathe in this moment? Following the breath from the beginning of the inhalation as it cycles around to the end of the exhalation. And as you observe the movements and sensations in your body as you breathe, seeing if you can extend that breath a little bit. Soften. Extend. Breathe. Bring in your awareness to your feet now. Just noticing your feet, contact points with the floor. Noticing ankles. Noticing calves. Noticing your knees. Noticing hips. Noticing belly. Seeing if you can soften into your belly as you breathe. noticing your hands and your lap. Noticing chest. Noticing shoulders. Bring your awareness now to the center of your chest. You can place your hand on your heart if you wish. And we gently drop the mantra into this place. Saying the words slowly and with intention. The intention being that maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point in the future, I'll perhaps believe these. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. And if you wish, you can picture yourself well and happy and at peace. And keep repeating the mantra. And if there's a lot of objection in your body or in your mind to this, don't worry. It just means that this is even more powerful for you. So seeing if even a small part of you can be open to receiving the mantra. A well wish. A loving intention for yourself. Dropping the words into your heart like pebbles into a pool of water. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. And then you can finish off the mantra for yourself. And I ask you now to picture somebody, a loved one, family member or friend, or perhaps even a pet, but someone that you love very much. And in your mind's eye, picturing them in front of you as you extend your well wishes to this person or animal. As you say to them, may you be well. You can add in their name if you wish at the end of each sentence. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. And you might find that perhaps it's a little easier to extend your well wishes to your loved one than it was to yourself. And if that's the case for you, it's perfectly normal. It's perfectly human. Just notice and come back to the mantra. May you be well, happy, and at peace. Imagine sending your loving intention from you to this person. You might see it as a colour. You might see it as a virtual hug. You might see it as something else. And then you can finish off the sentences for your loved one. And come back to yourself. Placing your hand once more on your heart if you haven't done so already. And seeing how it feels now to extend those words to yourself. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. Again, slowing down with intention, dropping the words into your heart. And you might notice that it's a little bit easier to offer those words to yourself now after giving your loving mantra to somebody else. Again, that's very normal, very human. It's oftentimes easier to wish other people well than to wish ourselves well. So you can let go of the mantra now if you haven't already done so. As we begin to bring this practice to a close. Noticing any after effects of this meditation. And before you open your eyes, just give your mind permission to go wherever it wishes to go to. Just give it free rein as such and seeing if you can take that observer role. What happens to your thinking? Is it like a monkey jumping from one branch to another? observe for the next 30 seconds or so. This is often a worthwhile exercise to do too, in moments throughout your day, just stopping and observing the mind, taking that observer role. And the more that you do, the more you can learn to step out of your thinking. So for now, just bringing this practice to a close, wiggling fingers and toes, and opening your eyes whenever you are ready.